the spirit of sweet Jesus.
Blessed be all mothers, and blessed be the mother of all, our blessed Mother Mary, live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. This is the most listened to show on WGBB. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air. I got to tell you a story. Want to hear something funny, really funny?
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a laugh.
You started with mothers, right?
Yeah.
I stop at Mass before I come over here to do the radio show, and there are about four or five women there, and they're hugging each other, wishing each other Happy Mother's Day. And they hugged me and wished me Happy Mother's Day.
So cute. Isn't that wonderful?
But I'm standing there. But I'm a man. I'm a man. A real man.
We are stout-hearted men, and that was Dr. John Palmer. I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus, and we got some show ready for today.
Shalom to you. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Hey, anybody in the audience, raise your hand. What does shalom mean? What does shalom mean? Is there somebody around?
I know.
Okay, Anthony, what's shalom?
Peace.
Peace be to you.
To you.
It's an economical word. And you know, it's only, there's a television network that just got started.
Yeah, and let's tell them about it. Tell them who our guest is.
Our guest is Ebby Kerlane, who is the communication manager for Shalom Television.
Welcome, Hello. Ebby.
Are you there? Hello, Ebby. We're waiting for you to come on.
Ebby, can you hear us?
Are you there?
Me.
There you are.
Ebby, welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
And all the way from Texas, I want
I
you to
know,
Palmer.
Isn't that great?
And thank
Stars
you so much.
Big and bright.
Thank you so much for being our guest.
Of Texas. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. He needs some calming pills. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Ebby, it's a pleasure.
Same here. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Praise God.
You guys are doing some job. Really some job. We got to tell our audience about you, and we got to tell them about what's going on today, and we got to tell them about your TV station. So let's get started.
Yeah, you know. And when did you begin, Ebby?
Absolutely. So we launched the world's first Catholic charismatic channel, high-definition channel,
yes.
A commercial-free channel called Shalom World.
Yes.
That's WORLD, Shalom World, on April 27th.
Right.
On April
27th. Divine Mercy Day.
Yes, the Divine Mercy Sunday at 3 a.m. We began the broadcast with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at the Divine Mercy Hour.
Wonderful.
And then followed by the live broadcast of the canonization mass of both popes. St. Pope John Paul II and St. Pope John 23rd. It was live from Vatican, and we began our programs by dedicating to Mother Mary, the star of new evangelization.
Well, that is wonderful.
And the reason why we chose April 27th is really we are answering to the call of St. Pope John Paul II, his call of new evangelization. By launching this channel, because this channel is a vibrant channel for all age groups, but especially focusing on the younger generation, the youth and young adults. But we got family-friendly programming for all age groups, and our target audience is around the world with an estimated viewership of close to 90 million viewers.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wow.
And you know, that was really part and parcel of Pope John Paul's plan for new evangelization was to use technology.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And are they using technology? They evangelize through a magazine.
Yeah.
They evangelize through the TV station. They do conferences all over the country.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a radio show, Ebby. I got a good program for you.
Awesome. Yeah, sure. Whenever God asks us to do something like that, sure, you know, we are for it. But we believe in different gifts and the same spirit. So here you are doing a wonderful radio program, you know, there's some good radio stations out there. So right now maybe that's why God doesn't want us to do a radio show.
Well, you can only do one thing at a time.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
But
that's right.
You are
that's
truly evangelizing, and you are truly doing the new evangelization.
What are some of the programs that are out there now? If listeners wanted to go to Shalom, give me what they go to. Shalom?
ShalomWorld.org. It's SHALOM WORLD.org.
Okay.
And once you go there, there's a live tab. There's a tab which says live, and you click there, and you get to watch Shalom World TV there. But not only there, you get to watch it on Roku TV Box, on Google TV Box, and also on Amazon Fire HD. Amazon Fire HD is one of the latest, the cutting technology that Amazon has come up with. These are high-definition channels. These are channels where our channel is a free channel. So we're not even charging anything for this. If you happen to have this TV box, you get to watch it. And wow. We are really trying to tap into the new technology that's out there because, you know, God wants us to use through new evangelization.
That's right.
You know, with the true beauty, like exploring all the opportunities that we have. Because ultimately, God created all this for His ultimate glory. And what we're trying to do is just be a humble instrument of His will. But trying to be in all these platforms, not trying to be, you know, just on cable networks. We're trying to work with cable networks. We'll be there soon. But right now, we're really trying to get to this new generation media folks, you know, so into gadgets, you know. So this channel is a Catholic channel, but not just for Catholics. Those who have left the church. These are for the non-Catholics. These are for the Christians. These are for the church and the unchurched, you know. So these are for the least and the lost and the left out. To give them the message of hope
like
and love.
They're for the least, the lost, and the left out. I love that. That's a nice slogan.
Well, it is indeed our mission also because, as you mentioned in the beginning of the show, Shalom, which comes from the Gospel of John 14:27, my peace I give you. What this world is lacking is peace, not just the peace, but the peace of Christ. So if we are able to instill the peace of Christ into the individual hearts, then the families, which is a domestic church, like Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI calls it, the domestic church will make become a better place. These domestic churches, which are the families, are the ones which make the society a better place. Our societies will make this country a better place. Our countries will make this world a better place. So it all comes back to one point, that instilling the peace of Christ, sharing the peace of Christ. I think that's what the world is lacking these days, you know, including the families, including the families of missing plane, including the people in different parts of the world, war-torn lands, even in our own countries, in our own families. So our goal through Shalom is that to give the message of hope and love and salvation, saying that there is a God who wasn't a God 2,000 years back, that God is still alive, living within us. He died for us, for our sins on the cross, and He rose again.
Absolutely.
Amen.
What are some of the programs that people could see when they come on the Shalom network?
Absolutely. So Shalom World, we've got a really great spiritual banquet programs for all age groups. We've got programs for children when they come back from school. They're able to watch Catholic and Christian animation movies. You know, these are movies about saints. These are movies about, you know, giving values, you know, good Christian Catholic values and ethics, really at the young age, you know, giving them that good values.
And so they're in English. They're in English, right?
All of these programs are in English.
That's what I want to make clear for everybody.
And also, there's some young adults programs. I watched it.
Okay.
And it has some young adults, so I think it's very good.
So we have the children and young adults. What else?
Well, we have children. We have youth. We have programs for youth. You know, these are some programs which are really, you know, using the more like a drama style and reality show style. You know, that can be theology of the body. There are programs about relationship, about sexuality, about, you know, how to use their talents for God. There are programs for young adults that we have collaborated with ministries and organizations from around the world. We have programs from universities like John Paul the Great Catholic University in San Diego, a program called Pillars of Catholicism for young adults, really giving them, exploring and educating and inspiring them. What are the pillars of Catholicism? So it can be catechetical programs. It can be inspirational programs. We also have something unique. We've got music videos that we play throughout the day.
Amen.
Wow. Different music videos of not just Catholic artists from around the world, but also Christian music artists. Recently, we were broadcasting a wonderful music video from a Catholic priest from Australia, from Sydney, and his name is Father Robert Gallier. He's a young priest from the Archdiocese of Sydney, and he is very talented. We are talking about a music which is much more better than any of the Grammy Award winner in the music here. I mean, top-notch music, really, I mean, wonderful tone. I mean, if you just listen to it for a second, you'd be like, am I listening to a Catholic music there? But the words, the song is called No Greater Love. the song in this song, Father Robert Gallagher talks, sings about no greater love than the love that Jesus has for us. And it's a beautiful video and beautiful music, and we are really trying to bring these artists from around the world, because that's the beauty of our Catholic faith, that's the universality. So in this universal church, our goal is that not just artists and the talents from the United States, but from around the world are coming together. We're creating a platform. We are also bringing some programs from some other channels from around the world, which the American Catholics or the Canadian Catholics doesn't get to watch. So this is really a one-stop for people from around the world to watch programs, Catholic programs, around the world. So that's what we are right
I'm
now.
I'm on your website now, and I see that you have several categories, Shalom Television, your festivals, Shalom Times, and Sunday Shalom. And so people just touch either one of those four areas, and they can go on to your television and get a lot of what you are talking about now.
Actually, by clicking just on Shalom World, which is the name of the TV,
that's where
they get to watch the Shalom World. But you got to remember that our roots come from India, and our first channel was launched in India, in South India. We are India's first Catholic television channel. Mm-hmm. It was known as Shalom Television. It's still up and running. It's been satellite television for past 10 years. Again, that channel is also commercial-free. And so if any of the Indian Catholics, especially from South India, if they want to watch programs in the language, they get to watch it in Shalom Television.
Yeah, many of our listeners are Indian Catholics, by the way.
Beautiful.
I have a quick question. I'm curious, how did all this get started? I know it started in India, and I know you use the word Shalom. Can you give any insight on how and why it started?
Absolutely. Back in the late 1980s, our founder, a lay Catholic, including some other young adults, you know, was praying in a prayer group. It was a charismatic prayer group. And they were really praying that they were at that crossroads in their life, that they were really searching for God, what next in their life. And they were just asking God to reveal the divine plan in their lives. And God listened to that prayer of these young adults, you know, who were really thirsting for God. And God gave this message to our founder, who's a Catholic. His name is Brother Benny, who lives in India with his family, and gave this message that what I shared earlier, that was a message that we received, that what this world is lacking is peace. So I, you know, the Lord asked our founder to spread this message of Shalom, the peace of Christ around the world. And the Lord said that the best way to do that is through media. And the Lord said that I want you to bring the good news to the ends of the world, and that can happen only through media, because the possibilities and the opportunities of media ministry is amazing. That no government, nothing can stop us from doing that, you know, that you're still able to bring the good news. And it is true when we look back, because there are countries like Saudi Arabia where Catholic Church is underground, and we are getting testimonies and feedbacks from those countries where Indian Catholics, this is who have migrated, they're watching and they're praying in front of the computer screen. And when there is Blessed Sacrament exposed, when there is Eucharistic Adoration, these nurses who are not able to go to a church in Saudi Arabia, Catholic Church in Saudi Arabia, they stretch out their arms towards the computer screen and they pray, and they're experiencing inner healing. And these are countries where you can't even take a Bible past the customs, but we are able to bring the good news to those countries.
Right. So, I'm watching the Mass right now on your station, and it is so beautifully mounted visually, and with the music group on the side and the priest at the altar. And yes, it has the Indian culture for now, but as you go on, you'll have all different kinds of cultures out there.
Is this a live event,
Abby? It's on live.
Or is this a taped event that's on?
Right now, I think what you've clicked on is, if it's a Mass, actually it is the Indian television channel.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to the live channel, there you get to watch right now what we're broadcasting is the Sam of the day. So we have something. Our goal is really exploring the scripture with our viewers, because at times, you know, we keep getting this, you know, that we Catholics we sometimes lack scripture knowledge.
Okay, now
the screen is saying right now, how shall I make a return to the Lord?
Amen. Amen. And the program is called Samus Hodi. It is the Sam of the day, the Latin word. And then we are really, throughout the day, we have created, composed our own music for the Psalms, a wonderful visual presentation. But throughout the day that we are trying to, like, you know, remind our viewers around the world, this is the Psalm of the day. Let's pray with the church, the Psalm of the day.
Okay, now, Ebby, before we go any further, again, tell the listeners and myself, how can they access this station? What do they have to do?
Sure. So you can access it in four different ways. One is, of course, our website, which is shalomworld.org. It's shalomworld.org. You go there and you click on the live tab and you get to watch Shalom World TV.
Simple enough.
And then also you get to watch it on Roku and Google TV and Amazon Fire HD.
Roku, R-O-K-U.
Beautiful. Roku is a great technology because it's only one-time payment of $45, a flash drive.
I got the fancy one. It was $99.
Oh, yes, I bought that too. That was like a year back, you know, that they had charged $99. But they brought down the price maybe for us, praise God. Just before we launched the channel, it was brought down to $45. All that you need to have is a smart TV at home.
Yep.
You need to have internet at home. And this channel is free. You get to watch high-definition channel, and there are some other Catholic channels also available. I have Roku at my home. You know why? Because I don't want to have access to some of the junk that the cable networks provide.
Right.
So, you know, for me, this is more of a safer, TV experience because it's like, you know, you're buying an app in a smartphone. You know, you're like a cafeteria. TV viewer here. Only what you want to get, you know. So
and they have a number of channels. We're doing a commercial for Roku, but they have a number of channels that are Catholic and Christian and religious, and you don't have to bother with the other garbage.
Absolutely. You got it right, sir, Dr. Palmer. Yeah. Yes.
But you paid a lot of money for it.
But it's only because I got it a while back. But, you know, even as I was looking at your station now, Patrick Sullivan's on talking about Mary as the new Israel. Mm. And it's really very nice.
Absolutely. You got to remember, Patrick Sullivan is a young adult from Canada, from Toronto. And we are bringing these new ministers within the Catholic Church. You know, these are young adults.
New blood, it's called.
Yes, the new wineskins, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, these are... And that's a goal of our channel because, you know, those others who are very well established, they're already known by other channels. But, you know, we always have to give opportunity to the new ones, you know, the new generation. So this here we see Patrick Sullivan. He has a TV called Campus Ministry TV in Canada, and we are collaborating with him.
Good.
And look at him, you know, he's got a degree in theology, but he's sharing the good news with confidence. And this is only going to inspire other youth and young adults, you know, to go and, you know, learn more about faith.
Don't you work with the former church, which was all glass? What is that? Skyler? What was his name? The minister that out in California. Aren't you working on doing some programming from his church? Maybe not.
No.
I don't know.
Maybe that was a dream you had.
No. it was something that was in the works. I don't know.
Okay.
In Orange County, in California.
Ebby, the TV thing that you launch is great and it's exciting and it's revolutionary, I'm sure. But that's not the whole thing about Shalom. I mean, it's evangelization, you know, to a magazine. It's evangelization to your conferences. You got a conference going on today and you got another one coming up, right? What's that all about?
Yes. So we are a media ministry, so we are really using different platforms, you know. So really,
that's our mission statement, by the way, for our show.
Yes. So the centerpiece is television channel, but then Dr. Chaffrey mentioned that we have a publication wing, and we have our magazine called Shalom Tidings, there's issues every. The editions are every once in 2 months that we have Shalom Tidings, which is very well-designed magazine.
Very true.
Great content. We are sending this to 15,000 parishes in the U.S. and Canada.
Easy to read, I may add. It's not
very
difficult
easy
to read. It's good reading.
That's a good point.
I need a comic book type of thing. You know, I have trouble with these big words.
That's all right. We read it to them.
And you said it right, Dr. Chaffer, because our founder's vision about this magazine is that really normal, simple people, you know, just simple people without any much of theological terms that they're able to get that input, that spiritual input. So this is really a magazine which gives tips for practical spirituality, that how to get through every single day in our life. I have a testimony to share, and this happened in New York. Last year when we launched our magazine, this was in 2013, the pilot edition was in January. We printed 100,000 copies, and you got to remember, we are a non-profit, so you might wonder, how do we minister? Well, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And we wanted to print as many magazines as possible because this is good news and we want to share it with as many people as possible. So we shared free magazines. A friend of ours from New York, a young adult, who goes and serves in the homeless shelter at the Missionaries of Charity, he took this magazine with him and he had befriended a homeless gentleman there. So they were friends, and then he happened to give this pilot edition of the magazine to this homeless gentleman. This homeless friend of ours, one day when my friend, who works in a bank in Manhattan, was driving by Manhattan, and then he saw this homeless gentleman with his stuff, with his belongings on the street, but he also had a magazine with him. So he pulled out his car and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, brother, I've been wanting to see you." So he pulled out his car and he went up to him. This homeless gentleman wanted to show. He was like excited to go to this particular article, which was towards the end of the magazine, and the article was called "Unforgiveness is a Cost." And this homeless gentleman shared this article with a friend of ours who gave this magazine, saying that is what I'm struggling with. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was just an amazing story, because for someone who doesn't have a roof above him, who doesn't have any material belongings in this world, but he still encountered Christ, and for him, I believe that, you know, he saved, that he encountered Christ, that through that magazine, we had accomplished our mission through the pilot edition.
Right.
Because we were able to give that message that unforgiveness is a cost. So he might have reconciled with God, he might have reconciled with a person he need to forgive. And those are the fruits of this magazine. And the beauty of this magazine is Father Ed from Christ the King Parish in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a very charismatic parish in this country. Father Ed, when he saw this magazine, he said that, "Eddie, this is really a tool of new evangelization, this magazine."
Absolutely.
And we are not with pride that we are saying this, but we're with a humble heart we're saying, praise God, because really putting a lot of focus on the articles that we select. It's prayerfully discerned and selected, and we try to bring in and focus on different areas in our life. The last issue, even I myself identified with an article called phone addiction. I'm addicted to my iPhone, you know, because when I'm home, you know, I'm always checking emails or text messaging, and this article was called Confession of an iPhone Addict. And I thought that was a great article, Confession of an iPhone Addict.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
That we have different addictions. Sometimes we only identify ourselves with alcohol or drugs or, you know, a substance, but this is an addiction too. And so, you know, it just really touch base on different dimensions of faith and different areas in our life that we all need.
And you're where the young people are.
Yes.
With the addiction to the iPhone, you're right on where they are. Well, not only adults. I was in a restaurant yesterday, and there were people, senior citizens, sitting around a table. Must have been about a half a dozen of them there. And they were all on their iPhones trying to figure out how to do something. I said, "You know, you guys are like a bunch of teenagers, you know?" And then they pointed to me and said, "What do you have in your pocket?" I have my iPhone sticking out of my pocket.
And you do it when we go to the diner, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's cut across the whole society all over the world, and it's so powerful and addictive. And it's good that you are in there with your television network because you can touch them where they are. You're going right to where the people are with that technology. That's what Pope John Paul II wanted. It's wonderful that you guys are out there. And I know you're taking a big financial risk, but that's all right. You know, God will provide.
But for us, it's not a risk at all, Dr. Palmer, because, you know, when you are, this is investing for the kingdom, and our gain is gaining the souls for the Christ. And God gave all this richness and for this world, and it's only to glorify God.
Yes, you know what the beautiful part of it is, Ebby? You don't really know how many souls you're touching, and you don't really know how many souls you're saving. But in reality, you are. Amen. You're saving souls upon souls and bringing, I don't know how many people back to Christ. And this is truly, truly the new evangelization. Using all the mechanical stuff that's available to us. It's wonderful.
And you're not way out there, because Cardinal Dolan has certainly sponsored you. So has the Cardinal from the Philippines. And, you know, so you have worldwide support from the hierarchy of the church.
Yes, I would like to actually touch base on that, because our ministry, our belief is that without the blessings and the prayer support of the shepherds of our church, we cannot do any ministry.
Amen.
And especially that, you know, our founder is a lay Catholic. You've got to remember that he received, our founder received an award from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI was a pope, this was in 2012, he received an award called Chevalier. It's a French title, which is given to the lay Catholics for the contribution to the church and society. And in India also, this is how our ministry have always been ministered, because when we lay Catholics come together, we need to have the shepherd's blessing and support.
That's
and the
right.
guidance.
That's
you know,
right.
We have a spiritual director who is a priest. And without the support and the guidance and through obedience and through prayerful support and always discerning, you know, we cannot do anything. So we are very, very, very particular that we want to be the voice of the church. We are the voice of the church. We are at the service of the church. The church is, they're the head of the church, and we always consult with them. We ask them their prayer support, and only with their blessings and support we can move forward.
And we agree with you. We agree with you 100%. We have a spiritual director for our radio program.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure that we're right in line with the magisterium of the church.
And that spiritual director receives a disc of every one of our shows. This is the 174th show. He has 173 discs of our shows. And
we go
by his word and what he suggests that we
do. And so we were blessed to receive the apostolic blessings of Cardinal Dolan, Cardinal Tagliaferri, the Archdiocese of Philippines, Manila, from different cardinals around this country, Cardinal DiNardo, Cardinal Wolf from Washington.
I saw them.
We got cardinals from Canada, Cardinal Lacroix, who was recently was joined to the College of Cardinals by Pope Francis. And the archbishops and bishops around the diocese and around the country. And you know, we approach them and we pray with them, we ask for prayer support, and the shepherds are very happy, because when they see a group of lay Catholics, like all of us, that we are really believing in the baptismal promise that we've received through baptism, to go out and spread it, they're very happy, and they're saying that, yes, we need this. And so their support is always there. All that we've got to do is asking their prayer support, and they believe that we are in this together. Cardinal Dolan, especially, I must say that Cardinal Dolan has been so generous to us, you know, by his prayer support and endorsements. And Cardinal Dolan, as you know, that he's really an icon of new evangelization. All of them, you know, all of our bishops here in this country.
And Abby, you seem to also enjoy the praises and the support of mostly all the pastors of the church in our diocese, from what I'm hearing. Because our pastor has told us about you. That's how we first found out about you. And he thought that it was marvelous, the work that you guys are trying to do and doing.
Talk about your festivals, because I know you have one today and you have one the end of May
in Brooklyn. And
so as we are speaking today, right now, the Mass is being celebrated by Bishop, Most Reverend Bishop Sam Jacobs. He's really the charismatic bishop in this country, and he comes from New Orleans. Bishop Sam Jacobs is right now celebrating the Mass at the College of Mount St. Vincent, Riverdale. And this is our Riverdale Festival, which began at 8:30, and it's going to go on today until 6 p.m. If anyone is still watching, you want to catch the rest of the festival, join, because we've got a great preacher, a Dominican preacher from India, all the way from India. He has traveled for this festival. His name is Reverend Father George. Reverend Father George is part of the Doctrinal Council for the ICRIS, the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services. Father George is a vibrant preacher, a charismatic preacher from India. He's got his doctorate from Vatican, and he's here, including Bishop Sam Jacobs. There's some wonderful praise and worship by a beautiful music ministry from Canada. This is a family music ministry band. They're known as All For Him. Last year, Dr. Chafu was there in our Shalom Festival in Kellenberg. You remember the music ministry there?
Yes.
It's the same music ministry.
Absolutely.
What do you tell about them? Why don't you share a little bit about that music ministry, your experience?
They were from Canada, weren't they?
Yes. All For Him.
I remember them well. They were very impressive.
And I couldn't make your conference because I was in the hospital, but... But I'm all right now. I'm fine now.
What are you looking for? Sympathy?
Yeah, if I can.
I was there. Abby, I was there. I loved it. You had a great conference. And you interviewed the nun?
I interviewed
several of your speakers. And we've been playing them on the radio, and we're going to play some more.
Beautiful. Actually, we got Dr. Palmer and Dr. Chaffer, since you missed the, you're missing the today's Riverdale one. There's one more coming up, which is in Brooklyn.
That's what I want to talk about. Brooklyn.
Good.
Yes.
That's May 31st. So please mark your calendar, those who are listening to this show. May 31st, it's a Saturday. It's in Brooklyn. And let me give you the venue. It's in Precious Blood Parish, Block Academy. And that's 101 Bay, 46th Street, Brooklyn. And this is May 31st. It's a one-day festival. It's starting at 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, it's Precious Blood Parish, Block Academy. And that parish, Monsignor Joseph Grimaldi is the one who is really hosting us. The preachers are Father George, again, from India, who is a Dominican preacher, will be there. We got Dr. Mark Nemo.
I met Mark. He's wonderful.
Yes, he's amazing. And he has traveled around the world. Dr. Mark Nemo will be there, coming from Chicago. We got Dr. Mary Healy. Dr. Mary Healy is amazing. She is a theologian. She's a professor in the major seminary in Detroit. Not only that, she is one of the few who travels to Vatican to meet with the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services. Dr. Mary Healy's talks are amazing. I'm a big fan of all these preachers because the way that they preach is they're on fire. Actually, Dr. Mary Healy is the one who brought this really new concept to our country about we need to have a tsunami of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I remember when we were at a conference and the Monsignor, who's hosting your conference coming up in Brooklyn, came as a visitor.
Yes.
And I'm sure you won over his heart and you won over his soul, and that's why he's having the conference in his parish.
Yes, Monsignor believed in our ministry. Monsignor was there last year at the conference.
Yes, so he was there. Let me have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how intense he was listening to you guys, And you won him over.
Yes, Monsignor invited us, and his parish is open, and his parishioners are excited. There are volunteers working day and night, going to different prayer groups. And for me, this is a great opportunity to share with all the Catholics and Christians in New York that please join us on May 31st for the Shalom Festival.
How would they get onto the website that would give them further information? Do you have that?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Dr. Palmer. Actually, if they want to register, they can register on our website, which is shalomworld.org. Again, you can go to the same website where you get to watch our channel. Once you go there, there's a tab which says Shalom Festival. There you will see all the 18 festivals that we're hosting in English in this country this year in 2014. And the theme is Fear Not, I Am With You. And so so you can register there. There is only a nominal registration fee, which is $30. And for children below 7 years, it's free. So for adults, it's just $30 per adult. It's just $30. So join us. You've got great four speakers coming, international speakers joining you there, the wonderful music ministry on May 31st.
Great.
You know, I like to throw a little music in every now and then. And as I was preparing for today, I really thought that, hey, shalom is peace on earth. So why don't we just play that for a little while and hope that shalom goes worldwide big time in sharing your peace.
Yeah.
to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom, 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 world. Shalom, world.org. Shalom, world. Amen, amen, amen. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, bless them. Listeners, sing along with us. And think of shalom, world. Don't you sing, Tony.
Actually, shalom media.
Shalom,
world, but shalom media.
Clear that up when we finish. I wrote that. Shalom.
And why don't you use that money I gave you for singing lessons?
I gotta pay my bills. I found the, and even the little children singing are so perfect, because shalom is going after the young children. When they come home from school, wonderful stuff. All age groups. And we want them on Cablevision here on Long Island. We want them on Verizon here on Long Island. We want them on Comcast. We want them on any cable company, so that we can get them where they belong, at the forefront of media. That's what we want. I know I'm going on, but I'm sold on this group. I'm sorry. I'm sold on them big time.
If we weren't sold on them, we wouldn't have them on the show.
That's right. You know, Abby, on every program, we get into a saint of a day, and
yes,
we have somebody who has written a beautiful reflection. Stay with us. Don't go away, because we'd like to go into that part of the program so
Absolutely.
That we can get into the scripture of,
and,
of the week.
John will read the reflection, because I'm from Brooklyn, and John reads much better than I do. So, John, let's hear that reflection.
Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. And the quote is from 1 Peter 2. Could it be that Peter's triple denial of Jesus, and then the three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Could make Peter so crystal clear in expressing the heart of the gospel with these words from his first letter? I think we all have to say yes. First, seeing what happened to Jesus in his arrest and crucifixion, and there seeing the risen Jesus and being asked by him about love, had a life-changing effect on Peter. Peter realizes that we are only made whole because of the hurt, the love Jesus was willing to undergo because of us and for us. Jesus is teaching all of us about what love truly looks like. Love is beautiful and real when there is present the element of laying down one's life, one's plans, one's desires for someone else. On this Mother's Day, 2014, we acknowledge the love that mothers have for their children in loving us this way, the way Jesus loved. You know, and I'm thinking about you guys at Shalom. That's what you've done. You've thrown away your desires, your plans, and you're saying, hey, we have uncovered the love of Jesus and we can't wait to share it with the world. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and you're evangelizing, and you're doing the new evangelization out there. And evangelization used to mean spreading the word of Jesus to all those that haven't heard the word. But now I think the new evangelization means spreading the word and using the media and using all the technologies that are available. And so, yeah, we did a study on the apostles during Lent, and we found out some interesting information. I want to do a study related to evangelization. I want to do a study on the Bible, if I can. And I want to very briefly mention that, you know, of course, the Bible is broken down into the Old Testament, the New Testaments. And one interesting thing about the Bible is that in the Old Bible, we had prophets, Isaiah, etc. In the New Bible, in the New Testament, there are no prophets because Jesus is the prophet.
It's the fulfillment of
all. And it's the fulfillment of the prophecy.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to give a little background about the Bible and the gospel. And I'd like to talk about John Mark, who is one person. It's not John, Mark, but John Mark and Luke, who are two of the authors of the New Testament. And so in the Bible, there are four retelling stories of the life of Jesus. These are the four Gospels. Three of them are related. And two of them are known as the Gospels of Mark and Luke. And so I want to talk about Mark and Luke today. John Mark, one person, was very embarrassing for him. He had to run through the streets with no clothes on. He only hoped no one would see him. It all began earlier in the week. Two men had come to his mother's house. They'd made arrangements for a special meal to be held there in an upstairs room. A man named Jesus and his 12 friends did have supper there. Then, very late at night, they all went out. He'd been curious and had slipped out of bed to follow them, stupidly not dressing and just wrapping a linen around himself. They went to the garden known as Gethsemane. He hid in the shadows, watching to see if anything would happen. Sometime after midnight, the high priest's guards came along with one of the men who had supper in the upper room with Jesus. That man kissed Jesus, and then the guards arrested Jesus. There was a shuffle, some fighting. Then Jesus' friends ran away. The guards tried to catch them, but in all the confusion, they caught John Mark. He struggled, and the sheet slipped off him, and he was able to dash away in the darkness, totally naked. The embarrassed young man was John Mark. Over the next few days, the friends of Jesus used John Mark's mother's upstairs room more and more as a secret meeting place. John Mark learned that Jesus and realized just how special he was, and particularly became a close friend of one of Jesus' disciples, the man named Peter. In time, John Mark himself became a follower of Jesus, as did the man he thought of as Uncle Barabbas. Several years later, he set out on a long journey with Barabbas and another Christian named Paul, we all know who Paul is, to take the good news about Jesus and to place such as Cyprus and Asia Minor, which is actually Turkey today. After a while, John Mark left Barabbas and Paul and went back home to Jerusalem. This annoyed Paul very much, but years later, when Paul was being kept under arrest in Rome, he asked Timothy to arrange for John Mark to go to Rome and help him. About this time, Peter also went to Rome. He preached quite openly about Jesus, and the large crowds who came to listen persuaded John Mark to write down everything Peter said. It seems that John Mark did this and made copies of this gospel for all who want it. This is probably how John Mark became an evangelist, the writer of the gospel according to Mark. Later, John Mark went to Alexandria in Egypt to teach people about Jesus. There he died. But it is said hundreds of years later, his body was taken to the city of Venice in what is now called Italy. Luke. Not much is known about Luke except that he spoke Greek. He was a doctor and he was a great friend of Paul. He was also a good friend that decided to travel with Paul on his journey to Rome, and Luke stayed with him there while Paul was under house arrest. It's evident that Luke's gospel, that he was a kind man. He makes special mention of the many times that Jesus cared for the poor and the outcast. He also made clear that Jesus respected women quite as much as men, even in a time when some men thought of women as second-class people. While he was with Paul in Rome, it is probable that Luke also wrote the Acts of the Apostles, the book that tells the stories of early Christians, including Paul. And so the four main books of the New Testament, of course, are Mark, Luke, John, and Matthew. But Mark, Luke, and Matthew are known as the Synoptic Gospels because they're all similar. John's gospel goes into a little bit of a different direction.
More love.
Yeah. Yes. And so that's a little bit of the history of the gospel and a little bit of the history of the writers of the gospel.
You know, but we think of the gospel writers as if they had publishing houses and everything else. They didn't have
no,
that. Most of these stories were told person to person.
Yeah.
And gathered together.
Yeah.
And it really is amazing, which is what Ebby's doing.
And the beautiful thing about him is that most of them is actually historical.
Mm-hmm.
Actual sight, actually being there. And that's what the gospel is all about.
Yeah.
It's what God wants. It's a directory from God on how we should live our lives.
Yeah. And, you know, and Ebby, you're like those two people that Tony just spoke about. Only you can sit in your nice home in Dallas with Roku, and you can do the same kind of evangelization.
Yes.
I don't know if you're still there. Are you there, Ebby?
Yes, I'm here.
One mention I want to mention about our Catholic Bible, our Catholic Gospel Bible, is that it has 74 books into it.
Yeah.
And the Protestants have 62 or 64. So a little bit more in our Catholic Bibles.
Right. So, yes, so it's 66 in Protestant and 73 in Catholic.
Oh, it's a 73? Okay, I thought 74 in the Catholic. So we get a little bit more for your money in the Catholic Bibles.
Do you also have scripture study on your radio, on your television station?
Yes, we do. Yes, we have a program called Luminous, which is every single day we have two talks by a preacher or a priest or a sister that really sharing vibrant preaching of the Word of God.
Wow.
It's half an hour talks that really through stories and prayers and really going deeper into Scripture.
One little question, Ebby. Mm-hmm. How can people find the directory on what time, what station, what programs are going to be on?
That's a good question because we just launched our new website, which you are on right now, shalomworld.org. So there you have an option called schedule, but we are working on it, trying to make it available as it's just been only 2 weeks that the channel has been running. So we're going to have it on our website, but also we're going to try to send it to all the parishes in this country in the future, in the near future, all the schedules, the upcoming programs. So that way the parishioners, you know, they're able to see it. Also on our magazine, we're going to provide it. And we are not done yet with these platforms. We are actually working with cable networks. We're going to be having these Shalom World TV available as an application on iPhone and on Android phone. So both on Apple and Android, this will be available. So you get to watch it from your iPad, from your iPhone, from from your tablets, so that wherever you are, you're able to listen and you're able to watch the Word of God and the good news.
So you're going to have an app for the iPhones for connecting
yes.
to? Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful. When is that going to happen?
Yes, we'll be releasing that, God willing, by the end of this month, or the latest by June 1st week.
John Palmer's just asking me a question. Is it going to be a free app?
Good question. It most likely we are trying to provide it as a free app. The previous one was a free app.
You know, Abby, you can help us in our work of evangelization right here in Long
Absolutely.
Island. Because June 21st, we're running a day of prayer for unity under the Eucharist at Kellenberg High School. And we're having four or five speakers, an adoration and a bishop, and music, the same like your festival.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you can even let the people in Brooklyn know this. And
Absolutely.
We can get the flyer to you via email.
I'll email it to you, Abby.
And maybe you
yes.
can email it over to them, and they
Absolutely.
Can put some of them out.
And by the way,
We can come and record it and bring to our viewers. Work.
Oh,
that would
it.
Be so wonderful.
Come. You're welcome.
By the way, thank you.
We got top speakers.
Yeah.
We really have Father Hugh Gillespie, who wrote a book on...
Yes,
you
I know
Hugh.
We have recorded Father Gillespie's talks. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
We have Father Tony Staganelli. You know Father Tony. He was at one of your conferences last year, I
yes,
think.
Yep. Yes,
and then
he was.
And we have Paul Miller, and we have Father Vincent Ritchie. You may not know him. He's a Jesuit. He's going to talk on Scripture.
But we also got Al
Barbarino. Is going to
and
be
we
one
know
of the
you
music.
Know him, don't you, Abby?
Of course.
We love Al. And guess what? They're going to have two dynamic MCs. They're going to have Dr. John Palmer and Dr. Anthony Chiffo as the MCs.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we're
going to awesome.
Hide behind a screen because we want to do it like radio.
We don't want people to know how old we really are.
Sure. That's one of the unique features also on Shalom World, that we go around the country and in Canada and record different conferences. Like we recorded the SEEK conference by Focus, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And there were 7,000 college students in Orlando. Right now we are broadcasting it. Every Monday through Friday, you can watch it and on our channel.
That's
amazing.
That's
wonderful. Well, you can do what you can come and do our conference.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to email you the flyer on it, and then we'll
Beautiful.
Talk.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I just want to keep one last thing, which is to remind everyone for the Brooklyn Shalom Festival, you can either call us right now. You can call to our phone number, 215-366-3031.
Say it again slowly.
Sure. 215-366-3031. That's our number to call in, and if you want to register over the phone, you can do it. Or you can go to our website, www.shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, world, world.org, and you can register there also.
Okay.
So thank you, Dr. Chiffo and Dr. Palmer, for your
thank
time.
Thank you,
and,
okay,
Debbie, thank you so much for taking the time and the energy to be on our show.
And we want to close with for the healing of a people in
Beautiful.
our listening area. And we're just going to put ourselves in the presence of God. We have so many people who have sent us their petitions.
So
and we
thank you, Abby.
Them.
And I'll send you a copy of the show.
Sure.
Thank you.
And,
God bless
and
you.
Lord Jesus, we ask you now at this moment, come into the hearts, souls, and minds of our listeners and touch them, Lord. Touch them with your love. We know that there is out there who are hurting in so many different ways. And we ask you, you know best how to touch them, Lord. You know best how to get into their hearts. And thus we pray for those in broken relationships with our divorce rate so high. We pray for those with cancer, which is a plague everywhere. And we pray for people who've had abortions, men and women. Men are just as involved in abortions as are the women, and the pain is still there. And we pray for the Fortnight of Freedom, which is going to begin at our conference on June 21st at Kellenberg. And we ask you, Lord, bless those Catholics who are standing up for religious freedom. Enable them, Lord, to stand tall in your love. And Tony, if you have any petitions?
We just give praise and glory to you, Jesus, for allowing us to do this radio show. We ask, Jesus, that you bless all our listeners. Listeners, we thank you so much for listening. We want you to know we truly love you guys. And we also pray for all the petitions. We have a bag full of petitions that we receive.
I know.
And we ask Jesus to please, please, we lift them up to you, Jesus. And we ask that you cure those petitions, those people that are hurting, people that are ill, people that have cancer, people that have mental problems, people that are out of work, people that need, that are hungry. We just ask that you lift and put your grace on them, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, and thank you for letting us know you are not only our best friend, but you are our big brother.
And last but not least, we pray for your blessings on shalomworld.org and their mission to be the worldwide Catholic charismatic network. And Lord, we're going to close with the song, God is so good. Certainly is.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Abby.
Right on.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He healeth me. So good, he healeth me. He blesses me. He blesses me.